talk about eating and so forth. Food that, you know, that's been cooked and served a second time, you would call that what?
A second helping.
Second helping. And what about it? You know, you had it for lunch and you cooked it, you know, warmed it over and had it again at night for supper. What would you call that?
Leftover.
And so you decide not to eat up to something, you might say, well, I don't.
Definitely.
Say, talking about drinking water, and I might ask you how much water you had to drink. You said, I've bought a lot of it.
You might say you drank a glass of water, and you might say you drank a cup of water.
Say, you know that you were getting ready to eat dinner was on the table, and the family was standing around waiting to begin, and you wanted to go ahead and start eating. What would you say to them to get them to
eat? Yeah, it was there.
Yes.
Talking about a glass of water, a cup of water. As a father wrote up a story a few years ago about the Indians during the Indian War, and told about seeing an Indian. They wondered how an Indian could stay at a certain place because carrying messages from here to another fort, have a scout would you try to make the trip, he'd get care of an Indian. Now they wondered how the Indian could stay there. There was no water for him to stay there. And this fellow had seen that he had gone out there and hid. And he saw the Indian, he watched him, and saw him go to a certain place, get down there, come up with a tin cup full of water. There's a stream of water that's run under the ground. Well, I knew the woods of the particular place you're talking about. And you several others way older than me that have been in the same place for many years. But a lot of people fell for that type of story. And I told him, I just thought he was a big liar. And he said, well, why? He claimed he saw it all. I said, yeah, claimed he saw it. But I said, the Indian didn't even have a tin cup. I said, I don't know where the Indian is. I said, you can't find any place where at that time the Indian never had a tin cup. But I thought his whole story was that he said he made them.
What is that like?
But then the tin cup, he approved it to me. He lied about it because he had a tin cup. If he had one, he wouldn't have carried it with him.
Did you ever,
we're talking
about things to eat and so forth,
did you ever see anybody take cornmeal and boil it with
just salt and boil it with just salt and water and eat it that way? Yeah, it's pretty good. Didn't pay any tax on
it
or anything like that. They kind of made it home. What's the term people use for that?
Moonshine.
Moonshine.
Yeah.
Ever hear any other terms that they use?
Well, a long time ago, there used to be quite a bit of that ship over here from Cuba. And during the Spanish-American War, a lot of it.